Part 1. Baptism. Chapter 1. Water. By God's word, the heavens came into being, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. 2 Peter 3:5. In the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered over water. The water was dark and deep and everywhere, the ancients say, an endless primordial sea. Then God separated the water, pushing some of it below to make oceans, rivers, dewdrops, and springs, and vaulting the rest of the torrents above to be locked behind a glassy firmament, complete with doors that opened for the moon and windows to let out the rain. In ancient Near Eastern cosmology, all of life hung suspended between these waters, vulnerable as a fetus in the womb. With one sigh of the Spirit, the waters could come crashing in and around the earth, drowning its inhabitants in a moment. The story of Noah's flood begins when the springs of the great deep burst forth and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. The God who had separated the waters in the beginning wanted to start over, so God washed the world away. For people whose survival depended on the inscrutable moods of the Tigris, Euphrates, and Nile, water represented both life and death. Oceans teemed with monsters, unruly spirits, and giant fish that could swallow a man whole. Rivers brimmed with fickle possibility of yielding crops, of boosting trade, of drying up. Into this world, God spoke the language of water, turning the rivers of enemies into blood, calling forth springs from desert rocks, playing matchmaker around wells, and promising a future in which justice would roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And the people spoke back, seeking purity of mind and body through ritualistic bathing after birth, death, sex, menstruation, sacrifices, conflicts, and transgressions. "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean," the poet King David wrote. "Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." It is naive to think all these ancient visions must be literal to be true. We know, as our ancestors did, both the danger and necessity of water. Water knits us together in our mother's wombs, our ghost-like tissue inhaling and exhaling the embryonic fluid that grows our lungs and bones and brains. Water courses through our bodies and makes our planet blue. It is water that lifts cars like leaves when a tsunami rages to shore. Water